We are now learning Simin Kuf Chaf Dalid of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. We are up to Sif Tes Zayin, and we are discussing the laws of Tisha B'Av. He says, Noagin She'ein Yoshvin Al Safso. The custom is that we do not sit on a bench or a chair, Lo Balayla, V'lo Bayom, neither at night nor at day, Ad La'acha Hatzarayim, until after the time of midday. Kiim al ares, but rather we sit on the floor. Ula'acha tzarayim, but afternoon it is permissible. Avo shar dvarim ha'asurim, but the other things which are forbidden on Tisha B'Av, asurim ad seis ha'kechavim, they are forbidden the entire day. Now we pointed out previously some exceptions to this, and that is that some of the poskim would permit a person to smoke on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, as well as when it comes to doing malacha, if someone's engaging in his business, we said that in the afternoon it would be permitted to do so even when it's not for the purpose of preventing the loss. But other than these exceptions, all of the restrictions of Tisha B'Av would apply the entire day up until when the stars come out on Matzai Tisha B'Av. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not really necessary to sit directly on the floor, but if someone sits on a pillow or a low bench or chair, so then that would also qualify as being on the floor. Some poskim say that as long as it is within 3 tvachim from the ground, then that's considered as if a person is on the floor itself. The poskim tell us that someone who has difficulty sitting on the floor or even on a low chair, such as a person who's ill, who's weak, someone who's elderly, a woman who's pregnant or who has just given birth, such individuals would be allowed to sit on a regular chair. The Aruch HaShulchan brings this idea regarding Hilchas Avelus, and other poskim apply it to Hilchas Tisha B'Av as well. The Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that there's no problem sitting when traveling in a car, and the same thing would be true when going on a bus or a train or an airplane, where it would be very difficult to stand. The poskim say that someone who does Hagba on Tisha B'Av would be allowed to sit on a regular chair. Similarly, someone who was honored to be a sandak at a bris on Tisha B'Av, when he's holding the baby, he would be allowed to sit on a regular chair. On a similar note, the poskim say that a woman who is nursing would be allowed to sit on a regular chair while she nurses her baby. We have to remember that the isser of sitting on a regular chair is not really usser me'ikir hadin. It is more a minug that developed, and of course minug b'Yisrael Torah, but nevertheless, when there are situations of extenuating circumstances, a person would be allowed to sit on a regular chair. Halacha Yud Zayin tells us one more exception about something which is not done at night or the morning of Tisha B'Av, but may be done in the afternoon. He says, Noagin, the custom is, Shelo lahachin sarche seuda ad achar tzarayim, that we do not prepare for the meal of Matzai Tisha B'Av until after noontime. Avol tzarech mitzvah, but if someone is preparing food for a mitzvah purpose, so then it is permissible the entire day. It is important to point out that even when a woman is allowed to prepare food for a meal after Tisha B'Av, certainly she has to be careful not to taste it. In fact, the poskim say that it is not permitted for her to taste the food and then spit it out. Even that is prohibited on Tisha B'Av. Halacha Yud Ches discusses what happens if there's a bris milah on Tisha B'Av. He says, "Im yesh tinok lamul, if there's a baby that will be given a bris, mullin also achar shegamru asakinas, they perform the bris milah after they complete saying the kinas. Va'avi ha-ben v'imo v'hasanduk v'hamo'o, and the parents of the baby, as well as the sanduk, the one who's holding the baby, v'hamo'o, and the one who does the actual circumcision, mutarin lobosh bigdei Shabbos l'chvod ha-milah, they would be allowed to wear Shabbos garments in honor of the bris milah. V'achakach poshtin oso, and afterwards they take them off. Umadlikin neros the kavod hamila, but they do light neros in honor of the bris. V'hakos, and the wine nostim letinok lishtos, they give it to a child to drink. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that if the mother of the child is not fasting, so then they can give it to her that she can drink the wine. Now the Bar Lacha points out that even though the parents and the moa and the sandik would be allowed to wear Shabbos garments, they still would not be permitted to wear shoes. Now this is all discussing what happens if the bris is on Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av fast was not postponed. However, in a situation where Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, so that the fast is postponed till Sunday, so then the halachos will be much more lenient, and that will be discussed in the next siman in Kuf Chaf Hey. Halacha Yutas discusses Tfilas Mincha of Tisha B'Av. He says, "B'mincha manichin talus u'tfilin bebrachas." We put on our talus and tefillin by mincha, and we make brachas in them. Va'omrim shir shayom or shav dvarim shechasu b'shachris, and we say all of those parts of tefillah that we omitted during shachris, such as the shir shayom. Va'omrim ashrei v'chatzi kaddish, and then they say ashrei and half kaddish. V'korin b'torah, and they read from the Torah, umaftirin, and they do the half Torah, kemo bishar tainis sibar, just like in any other public fast day. Umachnisin es sefer Torah, and then the sefer Torah is put back into the ark. For omer shliach atzibar chatzi kaddish, and then the chazan says the half kaddish, umispalin shmon esrei, and then everyone says their salin shmon esrei. For omrim nachem bibirkas vilushalayim, and then they make the insertion of the tefillah of nachem in the bracha of Yerushalayim. V'imshacho sham, and if a person forgot to say it over there, omro achar anenu, he'd be allowed to say it after anenu. V'lo yisayim baruch menachem, but he would not conclude with the closing bracha. Ela ki ata shomea. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he would be able to say it in the bracha of Ritzei before saying v'sachazena, meaning the place where he normally says yala v'yavo, he would now be allowed to say nachem, but without the closing bracha. So the Kitzur proceeds and says, v'im gam sham lo niska, ad la'achar sh'omer baruch ata Hashem. If a person neglected to insert nachem even over there until he already said baruch ata Hashem, so then gomer shomeya tefila, he should finish the bracha of shomeya tefila, umispalo kiseder, and he should resume davening normally, ve'ein tzarech lachzor, and he does not need to go back in order to say the insertion for Nachem. Shliach hatziba b'chazaras hatfila, Omer berkas kohanim, v'chazen, when he repeats Shmona Esrei, should say the berkas kohanim, v'acha hatfila kaddish sholem im tiskabel, and after chazaras hashatz, he says the whole kaddish, v'cholzin hatfilin, and then people take off their tfilin, umispalin mayriv, and they daven mayriv. Vim halavana zarachas mikachinosa, and if there is a moon that is visible, so then they do kiddush levana that night. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's important to wear shoes before doing Kelis Labana. Va'ayin le'il simen tzadi zayin sifir aleph shetzvichin litom tchila. And see earlier in Simen Tzadi Zayin where it says that it's necessary to taste something first, because one is not supposed to say Kiddush Levana at a time when he is still fasting. Kiddush Levana is a happy mitzvah, and fasting indicates mourning. Therefore, it is necessary to eat something before doing Kiddush Levana. Many people have the custom of singing the song Tovim Me'oros after Kiddush Levana, and the poskim say that it is mutter to do so on Motzai Tisha B'Av as well. However, to dance would be prohibited because we still have the restrictions of the 9 days in effect. This that we practice, putting on tefillin by mincha rather than by shachris, is actually a compromise, because the Rambam in the 5th perek of Hilchos Tanios says that there were some chachamim who had the practice of not wearing tefillin on their head on Tisha B'Av. The implication of the Rambam is that they did not wear tefillin at all, not by Shachris and not by Mincha. The Agois Maimonides over there explains, because tefillin is referred to as a pe'er, it's a sign of glory, and that's not something which is appropriate for Tisha B'Av. Now, the Ragachover deduces from the Rambam that the Rambam says Shalohaniach bo tefillin berosh, that they had the practice that they did not put tefillin on their head. However, it seems that they did indeed wear tefillin on their arm. Now, this fits nicely with that which the Agois Maimonides says, because if the explanation of not wearing tefillin is because it is referred to as a pe'er, as a sign of glory, so then really it's only the tefillin shorosh which serves that role. The tefillin shayad is generally covered anyhow. In any case, our practice is that we do wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. However, instead of putting it on at shachris, we wait until the afternoon, we put it on mincha time. The next three halachas deal with the practices after Tisha B'Av. Halacha Chaf says, Tanya, B'Shiva B'Av Nichnasu Goyim Lehecho. The Brisa says that on the 7th day of the month of Av, the non-Jewish enemy entered into the Beis HaMikdash. V'achlu, v'shasu, they ate, they drank, v'kilkulu bo, and they were destructive there. Shvi u'shmini, they did this on the 7th day and on the 8th day. Utashi, and on the 9th day, la'es erev, as it approached the evening. Hitzisu bo esha'esh, the fire caught. Vayodolek vaholach ko yom ha'asiri achkiyas hachama. And then the Beis HaMikdash was burning the entire day of the 10th of Av up until when the sun set. So if the Beis HaMikdash was burning primarily on the 10th of Av, so why is it that we have our day of mourning on the 9th of Av? So he says, V'hadlo kavo esatainis l'yom ha'asiri. This that they did not establish the fast for the 10th day. Af shirubo shohecho nisraf bo. Even though the majority of the Beis HaMikdash burned on that day. Mipnei she'atcholas ha'peronius chomer tfei. Because the initiation of the disaster is considered more severe. And since it initiated on Tisha B'Av, so therefore we establish that as our day of mourning. The Isa B'Yerushalmi, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Ovin his Ana Tishi V'Asiri, the Rabbi Ovin fasted both the 9th day and the 10th day. Rabbi Levi his Ana Tishi V'Lo Asiri, Rabbi Levi fasted the 9th day and just the night of the 10th. Mipnesha lo hoya bo koach lis anos kohayom ha'asiri, his anaraka laila. Since he didn't have the strength to fast the entire 10th day, So at the least, he fasted on the night of the 10th. For Anu Tosh Kochenu, and we are very weak by nature, Ve'ein Mis'anin Rak Deshi Levad, therefore we only fast on the 9th of Av exclusively. Ach Machmirin Shelo Lechol Basar V'Shelo Lishtas Yayin Bilo Yud, but we are strict that we do not eat meat or drink wine on the night of the 10th, v'lo biyom yud, and nor on the morning of the 10th, ad chatzos hayom, until the halachic midday, ki im besudas mitzvah, except when one is participating in a mitzvah feast, v'chein ein levarach shechianu, and similarly we do not make the bracha of shechianu at that time, and gam ein lorchotz, we also don't wash, v'lo lehistaper, and we don't get haircuts, u'lechabes, and we don't do laundry, ad chatzos yom ha'asiri, until the halachic midday of the 10th of Av. U'mi shemachmer atzme b'cho advarim haniskarim ko yom ha'asiri, and anyone that is strict to abstain from doing all of these things the entire 10th day, Hareze Mishubach, he is all the more praiseworthy. Im Yom Ha'asiri Chol Be'erev Shabbos, if the 10th day of Av falls out on Friday, meaning if Tisha B'Av was Thursday, so the day after Tisha B'Av is Friday, Mutar L'chotz U'l'staper U'l'chabes Miyad B'Shachris, it is permissible to bathe and to get haircuts and to shave and to launder clothing right away in the morning, mipnei kavod haShabbos, out of respect for Shabbos. The poskim say that in this case, taking haircuts and laundering clothing would be mutter even on Thursday night after the fast is over. However, ideally, bathing should not be done until Friday morning, if that's possible. Certainly, it would be forbidden to listen to music and to go swimming until Friday afternoon, because this has nothing to do with Kavod Shabbos. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Yoledes, a woman who has given birth, afshe mis'ane la'acha shiva, even though she has to fast on Tisha B'Av if 7 days have passed after giving birth, muteres leo asiri bebosav yayin, nevertheless, on the night of the 10th of Av, she is permitted to eat meat and to drink wine. Halacha Chaf Beis. Nachon shelo lishamesh mitaso leo asiri. It is proper that on the night after Tisha B'Av, that a married couple should abstain from cohabitation. Imlo kishehu leo tvila, unless it is the night that she goes to the mikvah, or kishu yotzu l'derech, or bo min ha'derech, or it's a situation where the husband is about to travel, or he just came back from traveling. But otherwise, abstinence is recommended. Okay, so these are the halachas of Tisha B'Av. The next simon will deal with what happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos and gets postponed to Sunday, or just in general a case where Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, because some of the halachas going into Tisha B'Av will be different then.